Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Tuesday morning to you. CME Group plans to close the trading pits of the Kansas City Board of Trade in late June as part of the futures exchange giant's 2012 acquisition of the regional grain market. Open outcry trade in CBOT's flagship hard red winter wheat contracts will shift to CME's Chicago-based trading floor as of July 1st. The shift signals an end to nearly 160 years of grain trading in Kansas City, Missouri. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,986. It's up 106 points. The NASDAQ at 3,145 is up almost 14. The S&P 500 is at 1,507, and it is up almost 12 points.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will likely continue to see relatively tranquil weather as we move forward through the next few days, with light snow events still expected to move across the northern portions of the region, coming out of the Dakotas and Minnesota and working their way in an east-southeasterly direction, passing through the Great Lakes region into portions of the lower Ohio River Valley. Some of the precipitation will occur as a wintry mix, and we'll likely see a little bit of snow accumulate periodically across the northern part of the region. None of this precipitation is going to be all that impressive, but it will still be at least a little bit of a deterrent for outdoor activities and some travel issues. We don't expect a major storm system to impact the Midwest for a number of days yet. In fact, the next storm system that's going to be more organized for the region will probably hold off until we get into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday will likely generate a new storm system in the central U.S. plains that will likely overrun a big part of the Midwest as we move into Monday and Tuesday. The storm system is likely to generate widespread rain from Missouri and eastern Kansas into portions of Michigan and Ohio. We'll likely see rain totals running anywhere from around 4/10 of an inch to an inch and a quarter. A few locations could end up with greater amounts of moisture than that, and we will see some snow fall across the northwestern parts of the region. The northwestern Corn Belt will continue to lack precipitation on this particular storm system. That area has continued to be drought-stricken, and we don't expect to see a great amount of relief to the region anytime real soon. The same is true for some of the hard red winter wheat country, but we do expect this storm system I just mentioned to impact part of that region as we move into Saturday and Sunday. The odds are good that anywhere from around a few hundredths of an inch to 3/10 of an inch of moisture will occur in portions of Colorado and northwestern Kansas, while 3/10 of an inch to 8/10 of an inch and some local totals over an inch may occur in some of the eastern portions of hard red winter wheat country. The southwest, however, will likely stay largely dry, and the temperatures in the plains will likely stay above average through a big part of this week, with temperatures likely to get into the 50s, 60s, and 70s across some of the hard red winter wheat country. Most of those 70-degree readings, though, will be in minor crop areas down in Texas. In contrast to that, most of the Midwest will likely see temperatures a bit cooler than that. In fact, 20 and 30-degree temperatures will occur this afternoon across the north, with a few teens in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. Temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will be in the 40s, with a few 50s expected. But as time goes forward through the next few days, we'll likely see warmer air move across the Midwest, with 30 and 40-degree readings likely in the north, and 40, 50, and even some 60-degree readings possible in the south. Most of those 60-degree readings, though, will be limited to a quick day right before the bigger storm system starts to impact the region. In the meantime, South America continues to have a big part of the market's attention, with ongoing dryness hurting the production potential in portions of Argentina. The odds are good that further losses in yield potential will occur in corn as well as soybeans and a few other crops there because of dry conditions that will extend through the weekend and temperatures that will eventually get back into the 90s and over 100 degrees. In southern portions of Brazil, a little bit of net drying will also occur, but we don't expect to see enough stress there to hurt the production potential. The rest of Brazil will be plenty wet over the next week to 10 days, with some local flooding possible in portions of center-west and center-south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting on March 5th is sure to attract a crowd. We've got a great lineup of panels. We've got presentations on the changing southern U.S. farm landscape, projected land values in 2013, diversifying into livestock, and, of course, our popular marketing panels on soybeans, corn, and cash grain. Guarantee your seats by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a Beef House continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line. The number to call is 217-333-7300. And less than 100 tickets remain, so if you have been thinking about going to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting, now would be the time. 217-333-7300 during regular business hours. Let's look at the figures, the overnight trade in Kansas City. March wheat at 812 and three quarters is down 4 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 760 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. March corn, 729, down 5 1/4. July, 721 and three quarters, down 5 3/4. December, 590 and a half, down 3 1/4. March soybeans, 1481, down 7 3/4. July, 1463. Down 7 1/2. November, 1337 and a half, down 6 1/2. March soybean meal, 432.50, down 180. March soybean oil, 52.83, down 28. February live cattle, 127.82 and a half, up 75. March feeders, 149.45, up 57 and a half. And February lean hogs are 87.67 and a half, and they are down 40. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois.
Energy.
And let me go ahead and get him in there for us. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to talk about this balance between the cash basis and the futures market, where the nearby bid 734, and have you ever seen such a point this early in the year where the cash basis and the futures price has matched up so nearly?
Probably not, but I mean, we have had it where later on in the year we had basis that was way, way over, and I think that's just a sign of where we're at. Old crop is hard to find, and the way you're going to have to get it is by having a good basis, and basis might do more work than the Board of Trade does in prices this year.
So in keeping that in mind, what would be some of the strategies that you would offer producers who are looking to market their crops?
Well, we would look at possibly just selling old cash and buying calls for July. That's one thing. For new crop, we still think we should be able to get higher on new crop corn and beans, but beans have come up a long way this week. So we could start hedging those. Corn still can't get close to that 6. We really want to get it up there maybe by planting time to start hedging it. But on big moves downward, we would be looking at especially old crop buying calls. But we don't see anything wrong with just selling cash and buying calls on old crop for July.
And very quickly before we let you go, how much is wheat weighing on the corn market?
Wheat is weighing on the corn market quite a bit, I think, worldwide, because we're substituting wheat in a lot of places around the world for corn, and that's one of the reasons our corn exports are pretty poor, that wheat is being used instead of our corn exports.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current electronic tick, March corn, 728 and three quarters, down 5.5. July, 721.5, down 6. December, at 590, down 3.75. March beans, 1480, now 79.75, and they are down 9. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.